This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I've been told by someone who knows Tom Cruise and likes him very much that Mr. Cruise is so utterly professional, an actor who knows his lines, shows up on time, and greets the crew by name, that it can be a disappointing interview because he's always on message. Well, his new film, Valkyrie, has a pretty powerful message from history. It's the story of Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg, who was at the center of the plot of German generals who tried to assassinate Adolf Hitler and take over the government to surrender to the Allies.
The army swore an oath, and an oath that won't just die with Hitler.
It doesn't matter.
It only matters that we act now, before we lose the war. Otherwise, this will always be Hitler's Germany. And we have to show the world that not all of us were like him.
That is not enough for me. There has to be a chance of success. Then find a way.
Tom Cruise plays Stauffenberg, the man who brought a bomb in a briefcase to a meeting with the Führer. All the other German generals have British accents and are played by Kenneth Branagh, Bill Nighy, and Terrence Stamp. We sat down with Tom Cruise and the film's director, Brian Singer, in New York.
When I read a script, I'm looking at it just like an audience watching a film, and I found the story to be very uniquely told, this conspiracy suspense thriller. And I found it to be very entertaining, and also a story that I hadn't heard. Stauffenberg himself, someone who as early as 1938 is on record saying someone's got to shoot that bastard. You know, I knew pieces of it, you know, the bomb under the table. Mm-hmm. But then when in reading the script, I thought I knew where it was going to go and what was going to happen, and I found it utterly compelling.
Well, Mr. Singer, we know the ending, okay? How do you convey suspense in a film where everybody knows that Hitler doesn't get assassinated?
Well, we have two things going. I mean, first of all, for most people, they don't quite know the ending of this particular story, of this attempt, and they don't know the fact that it was much more than just an attempt on Hitler's life. There was an actual attempt to take over the entire Nazi government, and a lot of it went into play, and a lot of it was temporarily successful.
In fact, American audiences might cheer for German soldiers as they storm military headquarters and take it over, temporarily, for the plotters. When Valkyrie was being shot last year, several German legislators were reportedly distressed that Mr. Cruise had been cast in the film. Klaus von Stauffenberg is one of the few genuine German heroes of World War II. Tom Cruise is quite famously a Scientologist, and the German government has labeled Scientology a confidence scheme. We began to ask Mr. Cruise about those complaints. He interrupted.
The stories that appeared that German authorities weren't eager to...
Yeah, but you know what? And that's not true.
There's a lot of misinterpretation.
Yeah. Misinterpretation and really even those comments within the country and the government were only from extremists. That was just a very...
That they didn't want you to play this role.
Yeah, it's not true.
Well, I think what happened, I think initially there might have been a knee-jerk reaction because this story is very special to Germany and to their history and to a very, very dark and terrifying history during the Second World War. So there might have been a knee-jerk reaction thinking, oh, the director of X-Men and Superman Returns and the star of Mission Impossible are coming here to make some kind of action film out of it and distort the history. And to us, we knew that the actual honest
to goodness...
And the
guy who danced in his underwear in Risky Business.
Well, you can't... I mean, no one... You know, I mean, we'd be lucky to have a scene like that. No, but But very early on, we had tremendous support from the Resistance Museum. We were given access to all their materials, documents. We had meetings with historians, people who were there at the time. I mean,
every location we needed and asked for.
Including Bendler Block, the German military headquarters where Klaus von Stauffenberg and three other plotters were shot to death by a firing squad when their coup failed. A plaque now rests in the building courtyard inscribed with their names below the line, "Here died for Germany." Before filming the scene of that execution, Tom Cruise and Brian Singer spoke to the actors and crew.
It's a very powerful moment. It's sacred ground for them and definitely for us when these men and women who were diametrically opposed to the Nazis and National Socialism and Hitler. So we did take a moment.
Tom spoke quite eloquently, and I asked for a moment of silence. All these places where people died, this one where there's a monument, mm-hmm. probably the only monument to a German or in Germans who served during the Second World War, because the rest of that history is so shameful and so hard for Germans to recognize. So for us to be filming in the very spot where that happened, that's the least we could do, and hopefully make the best film we could.
I've had a lot of people want to talk about this movie, fascinated by the subject matter. And I'm talking about on the street. And you can always get a vibe on the
people
street.
People can come up to you on the street?
What?
Well, I'm just asking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's a much more social tone. He's a much more accessible guy than you'd think. I mean, there are hundreds of people at a time, but they come up.
They come up. And, you know, there's been a real interest and excitement and a fascination with this subject matter. And as an American, I've had and was raised to have the ability to think for myself and have my own opinions, my own ideas. That's why even when the film opens with this oath, which I find just terrifying and bizarre, where Hitler had the army swear to God that they would follow him to the death. And it took me a while to wrap my wits around that. And every time we read it, I remember we read it was, yeah, it's chilling.
This is an army with tradition, with honor. Mm. You know, in spite of what the deeds they were capable of, this was the inner conflict. And a lot of, you know, and Hitler was at a constant war with his army in a strange way. And these conspirators represented the group that went against the tide.
Every time an audience sees it, I really enjoy hearing the reactions that we've had.
It's been very exciting.
The conversations, the dialogue that this creates is fascinating.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for
Thank
your time.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Have a happy holiday. See you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The film Valkyrie opens nationwide on Thursday, Christmas Day. You can see movie clips and hear our entire interview with Tom Cruise and Bryan Singer at our website, npr.org. And you can read my blog about our interview at npr.org/soapbox. Thank you.